Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we start today on Capitol Hill, where change is on the horizon. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other members of the Democratic House leadership announced they were stepping back from those positions. And today, in response, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark says she will seek to become the number two Democrat in leadership. All of that comes as Republicans have taken back control of the House while Democrats have held power in the Senate. So there's a lot going on, and there's a lot underneath that. Here to talk about what all of this change could mean here in Massachusetts, Congresswoman Lori Trahan, who represents the state's 3rd Congressional District. Congresswoman, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Tiziana.
So I want to ask you sort of, let's put all the politics aside for a minute. Nancy Pelosi announces yesterday she's going to step down as, you know, by all accounts, a groundbreaking Speaker of the House of Representatives. And then your colleague, Catherine Clark, today announces that she's going to step forward to really break some ground herself. As a colleague of Catherine Clark, as a woman in the Democratic Party, how are you feeling about all of this today?
I'm extremely excited. I mean, first, as much of those two events are linked, I think I'll start first by just saying, I was sitting on the floor of the House yesterday when Speaker Pelosi started speaking, and you could have heard a pin drop in the chamber. I mean, I think people realize the significance of the moment, this remarkable woman who has been so crucial in the leadership of our nation over the past two decades, announcing that she wouldn't seek to remain in leadership next year. And it was emotional, it was riveting, and it was heartwarming. I have to say, Republicans in the chamber were there with us feeling the same thing. And that really stood out to me because above the politics, the legislative battles, and the headlines, Speaker Pelosi is known for how much she truly cares about other people and how effective she's been leading our caucus and our country. So every time, I see her, she asks me about my two young girls, if a member's spouse is sick, and she remembers to ask how they're doing and remarks about how she's keeping them in her prayers. And it's just remarkable, something that we all aspire to in terms of hitting that bar of excellence. In my opinion, she's the single most effective speaker we've had in the history of the House of Representatives. And, that's saying something when we're here in Massachusetts, the home of incredible speakers like Tip O'Neill and John McCormick. But you just look at her track record, passing the Affordable Care Act, the Dodd-Frank banking regulations after the 2009 financial crisis, the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. Those alone would be lifetime achievements for most people. But that's really just scratching the surface when you realize that with a single-digit majority over the past 2 years, she steered us through some of the most consequential pieces of legislation in generations. The single largest investment to combat the climate crisis, the single largest investment in rebuilding our infrastructure, empowering Medicare to negotiate the prescription drug prices and gun safety legislation for the first time in over 20 years. So, as you know, our caucus ranges in ideology, and the fact that we were able to get all of that done in less than 2 years is just really a testament to the speaker and the way she leads.
So now we are in this very different moment, right? So the speaker who has really sort of set the tone in the role for the Democratic Party for the last generation is stepping back from leadership, staying in Congress, and we'll pick that up a little bit later. And now here comes Catherine Clark, who has been up in leadership, right, but is now vying for a role that no one in Massachusetts, has been in the 21st century. You know her well. She has been called everything from the silent assassin to also a kind, caring woman. What do you think that she can bring into the House? And here's what I want to talk about, Congresswoman Trahan, that will lead everyone in the House of Representatives, because clearly those who care less about Democrat and Republican, what they care about right now is a functioning House of Representatives.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think the speaker said it best when she was on the floor yesterday, that the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus. I couldn't be happier to see Assistant Speaker Clark rise to the number two position in the Democratic caucus. I mean, she's a friend, a mentor to me. It never ceases to amaze me how hard she works. Not just for her district and our Commonwealth, but for the country. And what's especially exciting is what her new role as whip will mean for Massachusetts. I mean, our state hasn't had a representative this high up in the House since Tip O'Neill was Speaker. And we know that positions us for even greater things in the years ahead. But you're right. She has a unique capability of bringing people together. She is so effective. She has been so effective in, you know, bringing people together on these, you know, generational pieces of legislation. She understands. She's traveled to districts all over the country. She has been incredibly effective in recruiting great members and a new generation of leaders. And she understands intimately well the challenges that they face at home, what they need to deliver, and how that needs to be communicated to our caucus, but also on the House floor. So I'm really excited about her candidacy. I am all in terms of helping her get there. But in truth, she's been laying the groundwork for this for quite some time. And even her relationship to the speaker has prepared her for this next role.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Lori Trahan of the 3rd District about changes in House leadership, the move by Congresswoman Catherine Clark to try to ascend to whip for the Democratic Party. There's a lot here. I want to go into a different space now, Congresswoman Trahan, and I'm actually thinking about a conversation I had with former New York Times and Washington Post journalist Margaret Sullivan here at WBUR City Space on Wednesday night, where she talked about internet trolls in social media and how, as a woman in journalism, there was a uniquely aggressive and sexualized way that people went after her because she was a woman. And I'm thinking about Nancy Pelosi, who in reporting on All Things Considered yesterday on NPR, it was reported that she said actually she's staying in Congress in part because her husband was attacked in their home with this aggressive attack that appears to have been politically motivated. We're talking about Catherine Clark ascending to a place in leadership as a woman that no one in Massachusetts has done in the 21st century in a time when women are particularly at risk by trolls, aggression, violence, doxing, et cetera. How do you think about that as a woman in Congress in this moment? And how do we think about that for any woman in a leadership position in our Congress right now?
It's a great question, Tiziana. You know, there's no question that women have to overcome more challenges, not just in sort of keeping their focus, but also from, you know, outside attacks. And social media definitely exacerbates all of that. I mean, it was, you know, the speaker would often say, you know, let them attack me. We have to remain clear-eyed and focused on the work ahead. And she knew, that she had to stay focused as the leader of our party. And Catherine knows that as well. There are bad forces at play. There's misinformation, there's disinformation, and then there's just the ugly targeting that happens, you know, in whether it's in campaign season or it's while we're trying to get our agenda across the line. And I think, you know, with more women, you know, today, I mean, I remember when, you know, the speaker commented yesterday that, you know, when she took office, there were only 12 Democratic women in the House 35 years ago. I remember those days as a young staffer on the Hill. The gravity of the fact that we are at more than 90 members today, it is not lost on me how far we've come in that time. And it is because of the work that Speaker Pelosi did and the path that she charted and the baton that Assistant Speaker Clark is going, you know, to now take and run with. And I think as women together, we often convene to share how we deal with those you know, those challenges that are unique to us and this time of incredible division in our country. But I think that we've proven time and time again that, you know, women are not only up for the task, but we have this the speaker who's really going to go down in history as the most effective. And I think we draw our motivation and our inspiration from that.
Last question for you. Despite the trolling that we've just been talking about here in Massachusetts, lots of firsts just happening. For example, first female elected governor in Maura Healey, first open lesbian governor, first woman of color in the AG role with Andrea Campbell, a number of women in our congressional delegation, a woman senator. Are you proud of where Massachusetts is right now?
I couldn't be prouder. I mean, of course, on election night, the historic results that we had in our state, just not lost on me as the mother of two young girls. Even my mom and I were on the phone because it's historic, and it just sets a new floor for women running for office and achieving those leadership roles across our state. And so I couldn't be prouder of you know, Governor-elect Healey, Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll, AG-elect Andrea, and even Diana DeZoglio, our new auditor. I mean, it was just a fabulous night, and one that we really are going to anchor to, so that we make sure that that's just the start. I think right now, you know, with Assistant Speaker Clark becoming the whip, it really does show that the sky is the limit for women in Massachusetts politics.
All right, Congresswoman Lori Trahan, representing the state's 3rd Congressional District, always appreciate it when you can join us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.